Welcome to Red Talks on Gardner-Webb University Radio, WGWG.org. I'm Katherine Manning, and in the studio with me today is Gardner-Webb Senior, Sarah Grace Moxley. Sarah Grace is president of Release the Captives, an on-campus club that raises awareness of human trafficking around the globe and empowers students to get involved in combating the issue. Sarah Grace, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I think many of us have heard the term human trafficking, but we don't necessarily know what all it encompasses. Can you give us kind of an overview of what human trafficking looks like around the globe?
Human trafficking is basically any type of forced labor that occurs. So this can take on a lot of different forms. This can be agricultural, domestic, sexual labor. It can be with children, adults, men, women, any ethnicity, and it takes place in every single country around the world, even in America.
Okay. How did you first become aware of this problem and interested in fighting for this cause?
I found out about human trafficking when I was in middle school. I learned about it through an organization called Invisible Children, and that organization focused on forced labor with children as child soldiers. And so I wanted to become involved with it. Didn't really have much of an opportunity to beyond just kind of plugging into that organization where I could through middle school and high school. But coming to college, it was really, really cool to get to be a part of Release the Captives and have a group on campus with other people who cared about the same issue and wanted to do something to help be part of the solution.
Right. It kind of gets you plugged in and you realize that there is something you can do about it.
Exactly.
So did you know that Gardner-Webb had the club before you came here, or did you
find out about it here? Okay. I found out about it here.
Okay. So Release the Captives puts on some really awesome events throughout the year. I know y'all do like an anti-human trafficking awareness week in the spring, and then you just recently did a 5K, and you actually, with the money that you raised for that 5K, you rescued 3 children out of slavery.
Actually, 4. We were able to raise enough money to get close to 4. And then once we sent out that information to all of our supporters, we said we're only $136 away from 4 children. And several people stepped up and gave donations. And so now we've rescued 4 children.
That's incredible. How did you get connected with this group, Challenging Heights, that actually rescues and rehabilitates these children?
One of our former presidents, Mary Tuohy, first found out about the organization, and so we started off just by doing our Rave to Save, which is a dance that we do here on campus as a fundraiser for Challenging Heights. And then the next year, Mariah Case started the Rescue Race 5K as part of her service learning requirements for a class that she had on campus. But she also wanted to partner with Release the Captives in doing that. And so she thought that Challenging Heights was a great organization to work with and partner with in this effort because they already are doing rescue races in other places in America. So we were the first one on the East Coast to do the rescue race. And so we've continued to partner with them. And it's been really incredible to work with them and be a part of the work that they're doing in Ghana.
Definitely. So they're based in Ghana, and they rescue children from a fishing village. Is that correct?
Yes. In Ghana, there's a huge lake called Lake Volta, and as a result, there's a huge fishing industry on that lake. And so a lot of children are forced into the fishing industry, often because they're vulnerable and they're easy to force into that type of work, but also because they're small and they can use them to do the more dangerous parts of the fishing industry that adults may not be able to do.
Right. And so Challenging Heights actually goes in and rescues these children and then provides them with healthcare support, and actually sometimes reunites them with their families.
Right. So after they're rescued, they go through a rehabilitation process that includes emotional therapy and, like you said, healthcare. They also have a school there where children are able to attend. And so they go through this process for about 6 to 9 months. And then after that, they are reunited with their families or other people in the community who are able to provide for them if they don't have families for whatever reason. And then for the next 2 years, Challenging Heights continues to check on them and make sure that they are being taken care of, that their family has the means to provide for them through their empowerment program. And then they also ensure that they are not at any risk to being trafficked again.
That's so incredible. What does this mean to your team to be able to say, we have put on this rescue race and we have been able to rescue these children? Like, that must be incredible to be able to, you know, realize that you've made this incredible difference.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And it's just, we're just so thankful for the support that we've had. It's been way more than we expected. Last year was the first year we did the rescue race, and our dream was to rescue 2 children, and we ended up being able to rescue 3. This year, our goal was to rescue 3 children, and now we've ended up being able to rescue 4. And so we're just so thankful to Garner Webb and everyone in this community for their support and how people are really just embracing this mission and wanting to be a part of justice. And it really is just incredible to be a part of it and to see the ways that the Lord has done more with it than we ever could have done ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's almost, I think, I would imagine, a surreal feeling.
Definitely.
So, with some of the other projects you've worked on, I know you do the week in the spring where you raise awareness, you do the Day Without Shoes, and you do Open Mic Night. Talk about that a little bit.
So, for the past, I guess, 5 or 6 years since the club started, we've done a week in the spring where we do an event every day. And this is just to be a focus on campus for anti-human trafficking. And what this has looked like has changed a lot over the years. In the earlier years, it was very focused on awareness because people on campus, a lot of people didn't know that slavery still existed. And now, most people do know, and so we don't have to do as much of the awareness focus, and we've been able to shift to more action. So that's why we're doing events like the Rescue Race 5K, where we're tangibly taking an action to rescue people from slavery. And so that's just been really cool to be able to be a part of that shift in this point to where we can move from awareness to action. And so this year, we haven't decided exactly what our lineup is going to be for events yet, but we're hoping to include some of the things that we did last year, such as the Open Mic Night, like you said, where people can express creatively justice and be a part of the movement in that way. But also things like a fair trade market, where we have different businesses that do not use any slave labor come in and sell items that students can walk through and buy items and be a part of the change in that way, and choosing to purchase products that are not made by slaves. Some other events that we've done are an art night. Another event that we did was writing letters and notes to human trafficking victims through an organization in Charlotte called Justice Ministries. And so students had the opportunity to come in and just write notes of encouragement, maybe including scripture or Bible verses, or just general truths about the worth and the value of these. In this case, it is women who have been forced into sex trafficking and are going through rehabilitation. And so that's a way for students to take action and be a part of the rehabilitation process for human trafficking victims. So we'll see what all we have this year, hopefully some new and exciting things. But that's a general overview of what we like to do during that week.
I love how you guys kind of go into each sector of human trafficking. Like you talked about fair trade. So kind of almost preventing trafficking in a way, because you're going for products that have not used slave labor, and you're raising awareness, and you're actually connecting with people who have been victims of human trafficking. So I think that's really neat that y'all are able to do so much in so many sectors. So what are some of the upcoming projects that you have this fall?
We have been very focused on the race up to this point. And so each Thursday night, we meet in Tucker as a club. Release the Captives meets as a club. And So this Thursday is actually going to be our kind of brainstorming, coming up with ideas for the rest of the semester. So just follow us on social media and we'll keep you posted as to what our next big event is going to be.
Great. What are your social media handles?
So on Facebook, we are Release the Captives. On Instagram, we are GWU_release. On Twitter, we are at Release Captives. And then on WordPress, our blog is GWU Release Club.
Okay. And also, what do you say to the people who are not on Gardner Webb's campus who might want to get involved and either raise awareness for human trafficking or support a victim? What are some of the ways they can get involved?
We love to partner with anyone in the community. We're really excited for anyone who wants to be involved, and we would love to work with anyone outside of Gardner Webb's campus who wants to be a part of what we're doing to fight human trafficking. As far as the best way for them to get involved, there are lots of organizations, especially in Charlotte, that fight human trafficking, but also just contact us and we would be happy to let you know about future events and what you can do to be a part of that. And if you have any ideas for events that you would like us to do outside of Gardner Webb's campus, we would love to do that as well.
Well, great. Before we go, are there any final comments or information about the club that you would like to share?
We would just like to really express gratitude and thanks for all the support that we've been getting. We've really seen a big shift on Gardner Webb's campus from students and faculty and staff, of everyone really embracing this mission of justice for human trafficking. And so we are just incredibly thankful for that support and that people care about justice. And so thank you for all that you've done to be a part of the solution in this issue.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to our listeners of WGWG.org.